local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Oh, one day closer to the weekend, a happy Thursday evening here at News Radio 92.3. Joe and Austin with you as we get you caught up in everything happening in your world today. It is Pensacola right now. And thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon and evening. We certainly appreciate it, and as always, appreciate your interaction with us. Text line is always open, 850-437-1620. The traffic line, 850-2626-111. We do have a lot to get to. We'll get started right off with our top three stories today. The Biden administration says allegations that Israel has committed genocide in Gaza are unfounded.
Genocide is one of the most heinous acts any entity or individual can commit, and such an allegation should only be made with the greatest of care.
That's Vedant Patel, State Department spokesman. He says that South Africa is presenting its case to the International Court of Justice, accusing Israel of genocide in the war against Hamas. Israel will address the court on Friday. Former President Trump lashing out at the New York Attorney General, the civil fraud trial, calling it a witch hunt, saying he should be paid damages.
We've proven this case so conclusively. We've asked for directed verdict many times. They don't have any facts. They don't have any evidence against us.
And the judge who originally indicated that Trump would not be permitted to make a statement during the closing arguments today did allow Trump to speak for 5 minutes. Of course, Trump, his adult sons, and business associates are accused of inflating the value of their assets in order to get more favorable loans. And here locally, new developments in the case of 32-year-old Kayla Atwood. She's a Pensacola mother who's been missing since January 3rd. A report from Channel 3, you may have caught it there in the A block. 34-year-old Mikhail Fountain is now in custody, charged with tampering with evidence. Fountain and Atwood had been dating, but had reportedly broken up about a week before she went missing. Investigators say Fountain's phone was seized for, quote, odd behavior. However, messages between him and Atwood had been deleted. He also asked to see Atwood's neighbor's surveillance footage and allegedly deleted some of that. According to his arrest report, the particular doorbell cameras would have captured any activity outside of Atwood's apartment. As of now, Atwood has still not been found. Those are our top three stories today on this Thursday, January 11th. We'll check in with Austin for the first time this hour for a look at our roads and weather.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, it was late last hour. We touched on an accident on North Davis Highway. If you were traveling southbound towards the intersection with Olive Road, right in front of West Florida Hospital, we do have an accident report there that is now causing more backups. So if you're in that area, be aware of that. If you're traveling westbound on 9 Mile Road towards Kimstrand Road, we've still got some backups there, but nothing too severe. Same can be said if you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards East 10 Mile, or rather West 10 Mile Road. Look out for that. Pine Forest Road, if you are traveling north or southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road, as it always does, it is giving us issues at this time. Brent Lane, if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, and then if you keep traveling west towards North Palafox Street, we've got some spurts of backups there. Beyond that, we've got some heavy congestion here and there if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway, from Gulf Breeze towards the Tiger Point area. And lastly, in the Pace Milton area is Caroline Street. If you are getting off of Avalon Boulevard and trying to head east on Caroline towards Glover Lane, we've got some backups there. And if you're trying to travel westbound on Caroline, coming over Blackwater River and getting into downtown Milton, it's even worse.
Mostly cloudy overnight with lows in the 50s. Winds will start to pick up tonight and overnight. Friday is going to be incredibly windy with wind gusts way up there as high as 40, 50 miles per hour. We got a big storm system that's moving across the nation, and it brings us a high rain chance Friday. Look out for some showers and thunderstorms. With a warm front, highs Friday, low 70s, but behind a cold front, Friday night, lows fall all the way down into the 30s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. We are at 62 degrees currently, 59 overnight tonight. And showers and potentially severe weather in the area tomorrow. Wind advisory and high surf advisories are going to be in effect here as of now. And, of course, that could change as the night goes on into tomorrow morning. Taking a look at some other local headlines today. In Santa Rosa County, a death investigation has started after a body was found in a wooded area. The sheriff's office says that body was discovered around noon in an area near Popcorn Road. The body has not been identified. District 1 Medical Examiner's Office is involved in the investigation as well. Alabama prosecutors say a man has been sentenced for the murder of his wife, a 55-year-old Pensacola woman, back on July 3rd of 2020. 37-year-old Joshua Simpson strangled Stephanie River Simpson to death and then hid her body near his home in Beatrice, Alabama. River Simpson was found 6 days later. Joshua Simpson pleaded guilty today and was sentenced to 40 years in prison. Also, I thought this was a pretty interesting note here. So we have had reports of some resignations around the state from local elected leaders as the new law requires more comprehensive financial disclosures. That went into effect this year. We've had our first local elected official resign because of that law.
They did lose one council member who said, you know, I own a business. I don't need to have every single asset that I own over $1,000 or, you know, out for public review when they only make $1 per year as a city councilman.
That is Lisa Newell with Gulf Breeze News. She joined Andrew on the Pensacola Morning News today, talking about Gulf Breeze City Councilman Todd Torgerson, who announced that he is resigning as of the end of the month. In the resignation letter, he says he and his family are private by nature and prefer not to disclose their financial records publicly. Gulf Breeze Council will be able to appoint a replacement for Torgerson, whose term runs through 2026. Pretty interesting there. Also hearing from our congressman, Matt Gaetz, as House Republicans are drawing a line in the sand, either shut down the border or will shut down the government.
We have no choice right now. There are no easy choices in front of us, okay? It is just hard choices. And if we do not get this budget under control, if we do not get this border under control, we are not going to have a country to defend.
So there was a meeting today in House Speaker Mike Johnson's office involving members of the Freedom Caucus. Gaetz was among them. And they're asking him to walk away from the spending deal made with the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Funding does run out for about 20% of the government on January 19th, while the rest of the government is funded until February 2nd. So we'll see what happens there. Just shy of 5:20, we'll take our first break this hour. Back with state and national headlines. Hour number two of Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
It's okay to be angry. Godly parents should be lovingly angry with their children when they make sinful choices. Christian citizens should be righteously indignant over the rapidly increasing carnality of our country. Individuals should be personally angry when we do things that we know we shouldn't. Anger is often a right and God-honoring response, but anger can quickly accelerate into sin and into opportunities for the devil. Ephesians 4 instructs us to be angry, but sin not, neither give place or opportunity to the devil. Anger can easily become unrighteous and self-glorifying. Beware of sinful anger, because that's where the devil can get a foothold and ruin your marriage, destroy your relationships with your children, and wreak relational havoc of various types. So as much as possible, be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic? Go to ProHealth. Post-accident physical to access your PIP money? Go to ProHealth. Drug test, DNA testing? Go to ProHealthFL.com. Affordable lab work or primary care? Go to ProHealth. An affordable Ozempic medical weight loss program? ProHealth is your answer. Does your child need a camp or a sports physical? Only $40 at ProHealth. ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment. Just walk right in one of their seven locations. Also at ProHealthFL.com.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $10 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. W-2s and 1099s are being sent out, and scammers are posing as both employees and employers to collect Social Security and bank account information. Be wary of requests asking to change address or bank information through email alone. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up, this message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
This Saturday only, save an additional 5% when you arrive before noon.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. I've now practiced law for over 44 years. I'm proud to say that my three sons are my law partners. We have five offices throughout the Panhandle: Pensacola, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, and Navarre. If you have been injured due to the negligence of another, call us at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Call right now on News Radio 92.3. Just before 5:25 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by New South Window Solutions. This Saturday only, New South's sale event from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Receive 40% off windows and doors. Bring in your measurements before noon for an additional 5% off. That is New South Windows Solutions. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, a lot to report on. Unfortunately, if you are traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road, perhaps you just got off of I-10 eastbound I-10 westbound, my bad, trying to travel north towards West 9 Mile Road. You're going to have a lot of backups there. Also, if you're coming from West 9 Mile Road, traveling south on Pine Forest, trying to get onto I-10 westbound, you're going to have some issues there as well. So Pine Forest giving us a lot of trouble at this time. If you are traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards the intersection with West 10 Mile Road, we've got some issues there still. Keep an eye out for that. Also, Burgess Road, traveling westbound towards the intersection with North Palafox Street. That's going to cause you some issues as well. North Davis Highway having a couple of issues. If you're traveling northbound just past Creighton Road, we've got some incidents there. We've also got some backups if you are trying to take the exit and get on to North Davis from I-10 eastbound. And we did have an accident report in front of West Florida Hospital traveling southbound on North Davis, but that has seemingly died down, so hopefully there's not too much going on there. And those are just the biggest hitters in Pensacola. Looking beyond that, we've got a lot of backups now. If you are traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Oriole Beach and on Caroline Street, rather, in the Pace Milton area, if you are getting off of Avalon Boulevard, trying to travel east on Caroline towards Glover Lane, we've got some backups there. And if you're trying to travel west on Caroline, coming over Blackwater River and getting into downtown Milton, you are going to be very backed up at this time.
Mostly cloudy overnight with lows in the 50s. Winds will start to pick up tonight and overnight. Friday is going to be incredibly windy with wind gusts way up there as high as 40, 50 miles per hour. We got a big storm system that's moving across the nation, and it brings us a high rain chance Friday. Look out for some showers and thunderstorms. With a warm front, highs Friday, low 70s, but behind a cold front, Friday night, lows fall all the way down into the 30s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, right now sitting at 60 degrees, mostly cloudy, and overnight that'll be the case. High surf and wind advisories are going to be in effect during the overnight hours leading into that potential severe weather coming in tomorrow morning. So just be mindful there. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today, the Senate moving forward with a series of bills designed to regulate public schools. One bill removes a 10th grade English exam requirement. That was sponsored by Senator Corey Simon, a former FSU football player. Believes the measure would allow teachers to focus on their curriculum. Other bills would give districts more flexibility in setting salaries for educators and allow school systems to publish their tentative budgets online.
And a federal appeals court ruling could pave the way for a possible return to office for one of the two Florida prosecutors ousted by Governor Ron DeSantis. The ruling by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals said that the governor's suspension of former Hillsborough County State Attorney Andrew Warren violated his First Amendment protections and sends the case back to a lower court judge.
Also, Florida is no longer a judicial hellhole. That according to the annual American Tort Reform Foundation, which puts out a list of the nation's top states or jurisdictions that are known for frivolous lawsuits.
We are now no longer on the judicial hellhole list, and that's for many reasons. Last year, the legislature passed a historic tort reform package, but we've also argued for better civil rules that make the process more fair.
That's State Attorney General Ashley Moody. One example is the tort reform passed last year that has resulted in more property insurance companies moving into the state.
And Jewish students aren't the only ones who will benefit from a new policy. Governor Ron DeSantis announced Tuesday the state will relax transfer requirements for out-of-state Jewish students who fear persecution on their current campus. State University System of Florida Chancellor Ray Rodriguez said yesterday that the policy applies to all transfer students who fear religious persecution, not just those of Jewish family. I don't know. My mind went blank there. What would you? Jewish religion. That's it. Whatever. You're up.
All right. Not quite a Florida story, but close enough. Just across the state line, an Alabama judge is allowing the nation's first execution using nitrogen gas. Kenneth Eugene Smith was sentenced to death for killing a woman in 1988 and survived a botched execution attempt via lethal injection in November of 2022. His new execution sentence is going to be January 25th. His lawyers argue a second attempt is unconstitutional and an appeal will likely be filed. Quick recap here of our top three stories if you're just checking in with us. The Biden administration says allegations that Israel has committed genocide in Gaza are unfounded. Tomorrow, South Africa is presenting its case to the International Court of Justice, and Israel will address the court tomorrow as well. Former President Trump is calling his New York civil fraud trial a witch hunt, and he made a five-minute statement during closing arguments today. Of course, he and his adult sons are accused of inflating the value of his real estate portfolios in order to get more favorable loans. And here locally, new developments in the case of Kayla Atwood, the 32-year-old mother of four who's been missing since January 3rd. Channel 3 reporting that 34-year-old Mikhail Fountain is now in custody, charged with tampering with evidence. The two had been dating but had reportedly broken up about a week before she went missing. He's alleged to have deleted all text messages between himself and Atwood and allegedly deleted surveillance footage of a neighbor's Ring door camera. So there is that update today. 5:30 right now, Fox News update. CBS Sports Minutes are to come. We're back with national headlines and a look at what's happening in the world of sports when we return.
Fox News, up to John Saucier, former President Donald Trump, with a press conference in the midst of his ongoing civil trial in New York City. The former president dismissing accusations by New York's Attorney General Letitia James that he committed fraud against multiple businesses while he was in charge of the Trump Organization. He accuses James of being politically motivated.
It's all a conspiracy to try and get Biden, who can't put two sentences together, trying to get him into office.
Attorney General James arguing this case was not, in fact, political.
And as you know, the judge has already found that he, in fact, violated the law for repeated fraud over a period of years.
What about Hunter Biden? He's pleaded not guilty to federal tax charges filed after the collapse of a plea deal that could have settled the case against him. President Biden's son was charged with 9 counts of felony and misdemeanor tax offenses. He faces up to 17 years in prison if convicted. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Cheskel with Your Money Now. Workers at the Detroit 3 automakers recently got nice pay hikes, and a report today says Tesla's U.S. factory employees will be getting a wage boost as well. According to Bloomberg News, the electric vehicle maker told factory workers that it plans to soon make a market adjustment pay increase. No specifics beyond that. Another quarterly earnings season is upon us. Banking giants Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Wells Fargo, plus Delta Airlines and United Health Group are all slated to report before tomorrow's opening bell. The earnings could impact tomorrow's action on Wall Street. Today's stocks ended nearly flat. The S&P 500 eased 3 points, while the Dow Jones Industrials eked out a 15-point gain. Fans of ABC's The Good Doctor may be disappointed to hear this, but the network says the popular medical drama will end after the upcoming 7th season. The series, starring Freddie Highmore, will have a new time slot for its final season, Tuesdays at 10 p.m., starting February 20th. That's Your Money Now.
Climatech, Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Hello again, everyone. Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Heating and air conditioning issues are no fun, and as systems get older, they seem to develop more problems. We're beginning the new year with a bang by introducing our Climatech Comfort System that will provide you with complete worry-free HVAC. You can say goodbye to costly repairs, uncomfortable humidity levels, and high energy costs, while at the same time enjoy clean, purified air inside your home. Our Climatech Comfort System has a full 10-year extended warranty that covers any repairs you might need, including all parts and labor. And more importantly, your home will be more comfortable than it's ever been. Want to know more? Give me a call or visit ClimatechProAir.com.
Climatech, Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Nick Saban is the greatest college football coach of all time. We all know he wasn't slowing down and could still coach at a masterful level. It's clear that his decision to retire was made because of the new structure in college athletics. Let me be clear. I'm all for NIL deals and the transfer portal, but it's obvious legendary coaches like Roy Williams, Coach K, Jay Wright, and now Nick Saban didn't want to deal anymore with the headaches that could derive from these changes. I'm Zach Gelb.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-721-0383 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-721-0383 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-721-0383. That's 1-800-721-0383.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 5:35 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Several things to report on, last I saw, and I'm looking at it again, and it looks like that is still the case, unfortunately. If you are traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road, you are going to be heavily backed up. Let's just say you're getting off of I-10 West, taking the exit there, trying to get onto Pine Forest Road. You're going to be backed up at that exit for a little ways there. And also, if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest, coming from West 9 Mile, trying to get back onto I-10 West, that is backed up as well. So look out for that. Also, if you are traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards West 10 Mile Road, we've still got some slight congestion there that you're going to need to look out for. Burgess Road, traveling westbound towards the intersection with North Palafox Street, still looking backed up at this time. Same can be said about a little bit of the issues on North Davis Highway, traveling northbound just past Creighton Road. Outside of that, there's not a ton going on in Pensacola itself. We still have some minor congestion here and there on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound from Gulf Breeze to the Oriole Beach and Tiger Point areas. And lastly, in the Pace Milton areas, if you are trying to travel westbound on Caroline Street, come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, you're still going to have a lot of issues doing that.
All right. Thank you very much, meteorologist Alan Strom, with a look at our weather.
Tonight, the weather mostly cloudy with overnight lows in the 50s, and the winds will start to pick up during the overnight hours. In fact, Friday is going to be incredibly windy. We also have a chance for showers and thunderstorms to move through the area on Friday. Rain chances on the high side. Wind gusts could be as high as 50 miles per hour. High temps Friday, low 70s, but behind a cold front, it gets dramatically cooler for the weekend with lows in the 30s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. We're not going to get too much cooler today. We're at 60 degrees, and it's going to be around 58, 59 tonight. Mostly cloudy skies throughout the day, throughout the night, rather. Wind advisory, high surf advisories tomorrow with the slight risk of severe weather that Alan has detailed out for us here. Taking a look at what's happening around the nation today. Hunter Biden pleading not guilty in California to 9 federal tax charges. He's accused of failing to pay taxes, failing to file, and evading an assessment and filing a fraudulent form. All said and done, he could be sentenced to 17 years in prison if convicted as charged. no way in you know where that he's going to be sentenced for that long, if at all.
Yeah, and we have some Republicans who like blame it on white privilege. I think Marjorie Taylor Greene does that. It's not white privilege. I think most people agree it's not. It's the president's son privilege that's going to help you out, if anything, there. The Pentagon's inspector general will review procedures and policy following Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's controversial hospital stay. Austin has faced criticism for failing to promptly notify top officials of his absence during hospitalization for prostate cancer. The Pentagon is also conducting its own internal review of the incident.
Iran is in possession of an oil tanker carrying Iraqi crude oil that was headed for Turkey as retaliation for the confiscation of the same tanker and its oil by the U.S. last year. That's according to Iranian state media. This comes after weeks of attacks by the Iran-backed Houthi rebels that have been targeting shipping routes in the Red Sea.
And the Ohio House is moving to override Governor DeWine's veto of House Bill 68. The measure would ban some gender-affirming health care for minors in the state and would bar trans girls from competing in female athletics in schools. Yesterday, members of the House supported a veto override in a 65-25 vote. The state Senate will now vote on it.
We've heard from Congressman Matt Gaetz earlier this hour about the looming government shutdown. Members of the House Freedom Caucus met with House Speaker Mike Johnson, asking him to turn away from the agreement that he supposedly made with the House with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Here is Schumer talking about things.
I am taking the first procedural step for the Senate to pass a temporary extension of government funding so the government does not shut down.
Well, we'll see how that all plays out, because Gaetz is saying that Republicans are drawing a line in the sand, saying that, hey, you either shut down the border or we're shutting down the government. So that's going to be an interesting storyline here over the next couple of weeks. 542 now, you're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Austin with you. Austin, another high-profile coach making a decision today.
Yeah, so we, a couple days ago, I want to say, heard about Pete Carroll, USC Trojan, Seattle Seahawks, won championships with both, good for him. He is no longer going to be coaching the Seahawks. He's not going to be an advisor. We heard about Nick Saban, right? Greatest college coach ever. And now, we were already hearing some swirls about this, but it has now been confirmed. The New England Patriots are parting ways with legendary head coach Bill Belichick.
So much thanks for the opportunity to be head coach here for 24 years. It's an amazing opportunity. Received tremendous support.
In those 24 years, they made appearances in 9 Super Bowls and won 6. Belichick, of course, gets a lot of credit for that, but so does iconic quarterback Tom Brady. One of the biggest dynasties in American sports history,
sure.
And I hated him for every minute of it.
Yeah.
Now I kind of feel bad for him, to be honest. But
yeah, and it sets the stage for the next 30 or 40 years of the discussion and debate about who gets more credit for the Patriots dynasty, given that we now have a finality. Tom Brady is retired, Bill Belichick is retired, and we can step away and see, hey, here's what the two men were able to accomplish when they weren't linked together, and it favors Brady.
I was about to say, if you out there somewhere are someone who endorses the Belichick side of that, why? That's what I was going to say. Why? Like, obviously, he's a smart head coach.
Yeah.
But when you look at Tom Brady without Belichick and Belichick without Brady, it's pretty one-sided. It's pretty rough.
It's very one-sided there. Also, here in some sports headlines, we've got high-profile players in college football announcing their decisions for the future. Texas quarterback Quinn Ewers will be back for the Longhorns for his senior season. So what happens with Arch Manning?
Does
he transfer out or does he stick around there? Ohio State wide receiver Marvin Harrison did declare for the draft today as well.
I saw Joe weep. It was quite touching.
Yes, it was. NFL, so we have the playoff games coming up. We're a couple of days away there. Saturday night, the Chiefs hosting the Dolphins. And for Dolphins fans, It's going to be a bit rough there in terms of the weather.
Wear a parka.
Not so much snow, but it's going to be freaking cold. It's a high of 7 degrees in Kansas City on Saturday. So nighttime kickoff there, you're probably around zero. And, of course, the wind chill on top of that. So we're going to have negative temperatures there throughout the game that night. And then there are reports that the NFL is considering moving the Bills-Steelers game away from Buffalo to Cleveland due to a winter snowstorm possible over the weekend in Buffalo. Of course, we've seen that from time to time. I think most recently last year, I think the Bills played a game in Detroit because there was just a massive snowstorm and nobody could. Oh, yeah, I do remember seeing like Josh Allen's neighbors because they all had to get to the airport. And the Buffalo residents are all getting their shovels and their snowblowers and everything else. And so, you know, they know where the players live. And so they're just showing up to their house to clear the snow so the players could get to the airport to play the game. So, that was pretty wild. So we'll see what happens there. But
yeah, I like the idea of it being in Cleveland. I know that's in enemy territory for Steelers fans, but geographically, it's far more accommodating for our fans that are going to show up.
For both fans. I mean, yeah.
Cause and you know Steelers fans are going to show up. I mean, come on.
Yeah. No, we'll see. I want a bad weather game. I want all the bad weather games.
I want them to be miserable.
That's right. Health, business, and science notes right after traffic and weather together.
All right, looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas. We do see a lot of the congestion that we were dealing with in Pensacola dying down. We still have a little bit on North Davis Highway here and there, like at that intersection with Olive Road still. West 9 Mile Road has some every now and again. We still have an accident report downtown on East Cervantes, or West Cervantes rather, from earlier. That's East Cervantes. Never mind. But it's not causing much congestion anymore. I think it caused a little bit, and now it's gone. So hopefully that should not be a problem for anyone in that area. Pine Forest Road, however, is still giving us some issues. If you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, perhaps you just got off of I-10 West, we've got some issues in that area. Also, if you're traveling away from West 9 Mile Road, traveling southbound on Pine Forest, trying to get onto I-10 West, you're going to have issues there as well. So if you're on Pine Forest Road, I'm sorry. Outside of Pensacola, Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you are traveling eastbound in front of the Oriole Beach area towards Tiger Point, we've got some issues there. And in the Pace Milton areas, we do have an accident report on Caroline Street at the intersection with, I believe this is Chemukla Highway. Yes, it is. Not causing much congestion at this time, though. We'll keep an eye on it. And lastly, if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, that is still heavily backed up at this time.
Tonight, the weather mostly cloudy with overnight lows in the 50s, and the winds will start to pick up during the overnight hours. In fact, Friday is going to be incredibly windy. We also have a chance for showers and thunderstorms to move through the area on Friday. Rain chances on the high side. Wind gusts could be as high as 50 miles per hour. High temps Friday, low 70s, but behind a cold front, it gets dramatically cooler for the weekend with lows in the 30s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. It's 60 degrees right now and not going to get too much cooler tonight. Mostly cloudy skies throughout, and wind and high surf advisories in effect for Friday, of course, with that slight risk of some severe weather. Fruit Stripe gum has been discontinued. It's featuring the fruit-inspired flavors, a zebra print wrapper. It was first sold in the 60s. Also came with a temporary tattoo of Yipes the Zebra. If you're nostalgic or you just really like the gum, I definitely remember having it as a kid. I could not tell you the last time I had it.
Yeah.
But those looking to get their hands on it may be able to still find it at retailers before it sells out one final time. So that's maybe sad. Somebody will get lucky here in Pensacola area.
A report claims that ESPN concocted an Emmy scheme using fake names to get awards for its top talent. The Athletic says that the sports network got the awards that were submitted with fake names, then re-engraved the statuettes and gave them to their on-air personalities. Apparently, there was an ineligibility issue involving the talent. Big stars, including Kirk Herbstreit, Chris Fowler, Desmond Howard, and Samantha Ponder, were among those to get the fake Emmys. ESPN has apologized, and the Emmys have now been returned.
That's weird, man.
Yeah, I know. What?
What's more embarrassing, that or the SI using fake writers with fake profile pictures to write stories?
Well, I feel like ESPN, I mean, what, were they just doing something to, like, give awards to some of their talents?
Yeah, yeah, and I guess that they're for whatever reason, I haven't read the article yet, but they were literally like for, and some of the names like Kirk Herbstreit, it was like Kirk Howard, or so it was like they were submitting these entries or whatever. I'm not quite sure how they would get away. Well, obviously they didn't get away with it, but I'm not quite sure what led them to, other than perhaps ego, and it's just like, hey, trying to get all these Emmys. And so, but the idea that a fake personality would win the Emmy and then they would take that Emmy award and engrave the actual name of the person, that's pretty wild there.
Well, and the thing is, I would say, yeah, that's obviously cringe. Like, I don't think there's any explanation for that. I would say, as far as like, while that may be more embarrassing, to use the word you used, I would definitely take the Sports Illustrated one more seriously, because they are like, that is their pride and joy. Actual, they are literally supposed to do that job,
pretending to be actual journalists.
Yeah, and they're like, that's like a scandal. When you look at this ESPN story, it's like, okay, y'all are kind of a bunch of dorks. Like, that's what it is there.
Yeah. Scripts from Friends are up for auction after being rescued from a recycling bin. The pages for The One with Ross's Wedding, Part 1 and Part 2, were supposed to be destroyed after the episodes were filmed in a London suburb to avoid the ending being leaked. But an unnamed former studio employee discovered them in the trash, took them out, and put them in a drawer. So auctioneer set the guide price for the scripts between $760 and just over $1,000. That'd be pretty cool to have if I was a super-duper Friends nerd and wanted some scripts, but I don't have $1,000 laying around that I can throw at that. 551, we'll take a break. Got some wacky stories, a bit of a doozy as well. Wife accused of trying to get her husband killed. We'll tell you why. That's the crazy part. And some good news, of course, in hour number two, Pensacola right now.
Pete after portrayal.
Life can be so unpredictable. After losing my dad, it made me think about my family if something were to happen to me. I had heard about life insurance through Ethos and how easy it was to get coverage. They were right. In 10 minutes, I was covered. And boom, family protected.
Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked quite a bit about the final debate before the Iowa caucuses between Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. Also, very interesting stuff that was done at the Escambia County Commission meeting this week. Talked about it with Wes Moreno, including a massive redesign of North Palafox from Brent Lane all the way up to 9 Mile that's in the works over the next couple of years. And I managed to vanquish Jake 6-5 in my game of fake or real band names for Hangout. You can listen to all of that on the NewsRadio923.com podcast page.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on NewsRadio923. Informative, local, dependable.
But she needs to feel that vibe. The woman lets her know for sure. She's everything I want.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Thought we were cat country for a second there.
Yeah, I know. We had to give some love to the sister station. Just before 5:55 here, we'll get one last check.
I was about to just dive into like a DJ type there. It's like, that's so-and-so. You're listening to Country Hits 92.3. Joe and Austin keeping you company on the way home.
Yeah, I may have to do a Brenton Mell impression. I don't know. But looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, if you are traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road, traveling towards West 9 Mile, perhaps you just got off of I-10 West, we still have some issues there. Same thing if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest trying to get on to I-10 West. So if you're in that area, we still got a lot to dig into there. The intersection of Burgess Road and North Palafox Streets looking kind of shoddy, nothing too crazy though. Outside of Pensacola, Gulf Breeze Parkway still has some issues if you're traveling eastbound towards the Oriole Beach area, but that does not look too severe at this time. And in the Pace Milton areas, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River, trying to get into downtown Milton, you're still going to have a lot of backups over there.
Mostly cloudy overnight with lows in the 50s. Winds will start to pick up tonight and overnight. Friday is going to be incredibly windy with wind gusts way up there as high as 40, 50 miles per hour. We got a big storm system that's moving across the nation, and it brings us a high rain chance Friday. Look out for some showers and thunderstorms. With a warm front, highs Friday, low 70s, but behind a cold front, Friday night, lows fall all the way down into the 30s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 5:56 here, taking a look at some wacky stories here. I thought this was kind of fun here. If you don't have a rooting interest in the NFL playoffs and you love chicken, then we suggest rooting for a team associated with wings. That would be the Ravens, Eagles, or Buffalo Bills. Popeyes says if one of those teams wins the Super Bowl, customers can snag a free 6-piece order of wings with any purchase 2 days after the game, which happens to be on Fat Tuesday. So,
yeah, I don't think any of those teams are winning. Ravens have the best chance, though, but they're playoff chokers. Police in Massachusetts have charged a woman with the attempted murder of her husband. And this one's a doozy, Joe. You mentioned this one.
Yeah.
Investigators say Roxanne Doucette tried to poison her husband because she had a new man waiting in the wings.
All right.
And that new man, at least she thought, was soap opera star Thorsten K of The Bold and the Beautiful.
Huh.
Apparently some scammer was texting Roxanne, pretending to be Thorsten. Never saw that coming. And she thought it was real. Of course she did. And was all in on hatching a plan to make it work with him. She told the fake Thorsten that she was making an amazing soup, special potion. He will be hungry when he gets back, talking about her husband. And later she said, hubby got back, not feeling well. Maybe I can collect life insurance. What is wrong with
people?
Well,
there's a couple of things here. Number one, obviously, the wife has severe issues that need to be addressed.
And
hopefully she'll be spending a lot of time in prison.
The
second time is, yes, it's a scammer. So the moral compass of this, whoever this individual is, needs to be checked as well, because I don't believe that the scammer at any point would have alerted the authorities and saying, hey guys, here's the deal. I'm trying to scam this woman by telling her that I'm a soap opera star. I'm really not, but
I just want money.
She is texting me some troubling things. You may want to check them out, because obviously the scammer then would get busted for whatever he or she was trying to do.
Mm.
But yeah, that's a real bizarre one there. How about some good news here?
Please.
A man who runs an Instagram page called Biking DC posted a video last month of a hardworking delivery guy who wouldn't let a broken foot stop him from delivering food on his bike. He was strapping a walker to the handlebars to help him get around and said it was tough, but hey, I've got bills to pay. So the Instagram guy's followers banded together, ended up sending him $2,400 on Cash App, and the Instagram guy posted a follow-up video where they met up again, and the guy insists on buying him lunch to say thanks. That's pretty cool.
And two girls from Montreal, 13-year-old Zoe and 14-year-old Emma, are both strong swimmers. Emma hopes to make the Olympics someday, and they were in the right place at the right time last week to save a man from drowning. They were on vacation together in Barbados and could see a guy 150 feet from shore struggling to stay afloat, so they swam out on a boogie board and gave it to him, then managed to pull him the whole way back to the beach. Well, that's quite a good resume for Olympian-level swimming, I must say.
That's just one of those stories where in about 10 years, we're going to be watching the Olympics, and we'll say, hey, Emma from Montreal, and we're just going to be like... Leonardo, you know, that meme with Leonardo DiCaprio where he's pointing at the TV. Yep, yeah, that one. The Guinness Book of World Records announced a woman from Utah named Dwan Jacobson Young is officially the world's oldest woman to go water skiing. She's 92 years young.